is a doll.
I forgot it's Mother's Day.
Didn't get a gift for her.
Other plans got in the way. She'll be so disappointed.
Damn, I forgot it too.
This could have been avoided.
What the hell are we gonna do? My mom's been so alone ever since my daddy left.
Cold.
No one to hold her tight. Life has put her to the test.
I know just what you mean. My mom's been so sad and gray.
Word.
My dad can't satisfy her in the bedroom ever since he passed away. Hold up. You thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking I'll think it too.
Slow up. What time is it though?
It's time for a switcheroo.
We both love our moms. Women with grown women needs. I say we break them off. Show how much they really mean. Cause
I'm a mother lover. You're a mother lover. We should fuck each other's mothers. Fuck each other's moms.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Podzilla 1985 on this rainy Mother's Day in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. My name is Shannon Young. I am your host, as always, here with the lovely, still lovely in my eyes.
Thank you so much.
Zach Price.
Thank you.
You think he's lovely?
I know I'm lovely, bitch.
Doesn't take
you
long.
You think he's lovely.
It doesn't take long
to get me ramped up.
Lindsay Wolfgang is down at the end of the table.
Hi.
And Jordan Lowry is back once again here to the right.
Thank God.
What's his name? Didn't he have something special too?
Yeah, I think Louis called him stupid Jordan Lowry.
No, Louis was stupid. That's obvious. He's crazy.
No, Louis was crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're stupid.
Louis was crazy and Jordan was stupid.
Jordan, I don't think you're stupid.
Yeah. Well, that makes one of us.
Oh, it's because he doesn't know anything, that's why.
Yeah, okay, the running joke is that Jordan doesn't have a clue about anything. I think he said earlier he didn't know what Saturday Night Live was.
Something like that.
I hope that's
Saturday
a joke.
Night Live is ..
It is a variety comedy show.
Oh, is it
NBC.
Really?
NBC.
Wow.
Launched the careers of some famous people there. Hey, you know what? I'm going to start the show off. Actually, a serious thing. This is serious. You're staring at me like it's not serious. This is serious.
Well, this isn't what we talked about.
It isn't. But I didn't want to tell you this beforehand because I didn't want it to sound, I don't know. I didn't.
So you were holding back on me.
Well, this isn't anything to do with anybody other than myself. I want to send out an apology. This is the first time you'll ever hear an apology on this show for what I said on the, what show was it? Oh, hell.
The forgettable show we just did?
No.
The one about Texas.
Yeah, the one about Texas. I want to send an apology out to atheists. I do. I want to send an apology out to atheists because I actually had an atheist gentleman, this is a true story, come up to me over the weekend who listened to the podcast, and he wasn't upset, but the first thing he mentioned was that I said all atheists were stupid, and I want to apologize for that.
That was harsh.
That was a dumb thing to say. It didn't get my point across like I wanted to say. What I meant is that atheists, Christians, everyone that says they know 100% how it is, or maybe a little bit misguided. Like, you should be more open to all possibilities in life because nobody knows. Nobody knows what's going on. We don't have the mental capacity to understand it. But in my hasteness and my stupidity, I said that all atheists were dumb, and that was unfair. That's not true, and I wanted to apologize. From the bottom of my heart, I mean it. So, the only time you'll ever hear an apology on Podzilla 1985.
The only time.
I went.
Until next time.
Yeah. Until next time, after what Zach says on this show, probably.
I'm not gonna take out the entire crowd on this one.
Well, we didn't apologize when John said the N-word.
Just the majority of it, if you mean so, what I mean.
Good God.
Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about, for the four people that still listen to the podcast after the last Wrestling Unscripted show.
Was it, hold on.
Zach,
I have a question though.
You already listened.
I just thought, if it's Wrestling Unscripted, but we had scripts, is it still Wrestling Unscripted?
We didn't have script. We had notes.
Okay.
There's a difference between notes and scripted, yeah.
I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
Yeah, have you ever watched Monday Night Raw? That's scripted.
Have you ever watched Saturday Night Live?
To the T.
You ever watched Saturday Night Live?
What?
Let's keep going.
The Rock was on there.
Who's The Rock?
Jordan, if you're listening.
By the way, speaking of The Rock, whoever, is it, forget his name, David Dillo, is that his name?
Yeah,
he maybe. Said he said he wants to do The Rock Diet Day with me.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing it. I'm calling him out right now. We're going to do it. We're going to videotape ourselves doing this for the show.
David Dillo is a man of his word, too. So you can absolutely believe it.
He's my best friend right now.
He's a great guy. He's from the Super Game Over show. We used to post their video. Well, they do like Let's Plays for video games. And we used to post it on Blogzilla 1985. I've known him for quite a while. Great guy. Great show. I look forward to seeing you two kill yourselves with that.
I have to get in contact with him so we can figure how we're going to do this. We also need fans to help pay for the food.
You want fans to pay for the food.
If they
want to
see the show.
Just go start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, start a GoFundMe. They'll fund anything.
There we go.
He's going to get all of $0.00 for it. So.
Well, you know, we haven't talked at all about the wrestling show, which is probably good. Let's move on.
Thank you. Let's move on. It would have been real bad.
It would have been real bad. Some hurt feelings about that show.
It would have been Louis bad.
Oh, what?
Oh, you know what I was going to. You know I had to get it.
I didn't
there.
Even know what you said.
It had to be. It had a. It would have been Louis bad.
I was hoping to move on from the segment. I heard what you said.
Oh, then why the fuck did you ask me? Because I was going to say it again.
Let's move on to something even dumber than Louis. The wrestling show.
Please, that wasn't a mistake.
Freudian slip is what that was. We talked about this earlier. I don't know how to segue from that. You know what yesterday was?
Saturday.
Yeah. You know what? You're smart. It was Goku Day. Jordan, Goku is a fucking terrible character from a fucking terrible anime. There, I said it. I said it.
Tell me how you really feel. Hey, wait a minute. Isn't China a day ahead of us?
Yes.
So isn't today still Goku Day?
Yes, but Goku is an anime from Japan.
Actually, Dragon Ball is an anime from Japan, Lindsay.
Shut up!
Also, it's May 10th, so it would be May 11th over there. Uh-huh. Point is, May 9th was Goku Day, as named by the God damn it! The Japan Anniversary Association. The reasoning being that 5 in Japan is pronounced Go and 9 is Q or Ku or something. I don't care. I hate Goku and I hate Dragon Ball.
Why do you hate Dragon Ball Z?
Let me tell you a little story. All right. When I was younger, much younger, and I was this is actually something we're going to talk about in the future, depressed. I was depressed. This is a true story. I'm not making this up. I was very depressed when I was younger. I had just lost my uncle who lived with us and he was my best friend. He had just passed away. This is when I first started watching anime. And I actually did really like anime back at the time. And I really liked the show Sailor Moon. I've said it before. It actually helped me get over my depression. Not joking. It really did.
I understand that.
Well, all of my friends, they were into anime already. And they couldn't stand Sailor Moon because they thought it was a girl show. So they all liked Dragon Ball. Because it was men. They're fighting and whatnot. And they tried to get me to watch it. And they forced it down my throat. And I just couldn't stand it. I don't like nonsense.
So you had a bad experience.
I had a bad experience. And anytime you bring up Sailor Moon to a Dragon Ball fan, they still give you that same, oh, you a fag kind of response. And
it's kind of like how they give us, the people who don't know about wrestling give us the same reasoning. Oh, you like to watch men wrestle?
Oh, you like that fake shit?
Yeah, you like to watch men wrestle in tights and underwear?
Yeah, I've never understood that. Yeah. I've stopped defending wrestling to people because either they don't want to get it or they're too stupid to realize what it actually is.
Yeah.
It's like you can pull that whole, like, well, you go to the movies, right? Did you know that Game of Thrones isn't real? Did you know?
I used to pull that, but now it just gets boring. Now it just gets old, dude.
Yeah, you get tired of defending it. Now when someone says they hate wrestling, I just go, whatever.
And I understand where you're coming from with the whole, like, Sailor Moon hope to go over depression. Kind of like how wrestling does for me.
Yeah. And
Justin Roberts wrote a blog about how, you know, he went through a rough time in his childhood, and that's what helped him get through a lot of his
wrestling.
Depression. Yeah.
Yeah, wrestling was a big part of it, too. Wrestling and Sailor Moon and pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza. One of those I've stuck with ever since.
So this one topic, we've gone from Dragon Ball Z to Game of Thrones to wrestling.
Usually most topics on the show go
back
to wrestling.
We just get it all in one thing, don't we?
But, yeah, so May 9th is Goku Day. I'd like to apologize to Dragon Ball fans, mostly to Zach, because I know he's listening. I hope he's listening. He hasn't given up at the show after the wrestling show with Louis. No, that's an inside joke. No one will get that. But some people will hear it and get angry at us. And that's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what else?
What? What you got for me?
Let's talk about video games.
Ball Z is a video game. You want to talk about the Dragon Ball Z video game?
I'm going to turn it over to Steven to talk about video games this week. Nope, Steven's not here. Okay. Have you ever played the Arkham series, Batman?
I wanted to, but no. I've not yet played it.
Jordan, you've not played it either?
No.
I watched you play it. Does that count?
I want to play it.
Somewhat.
Hey, at least you've seen...
Jordan, Batman is... Now, that joke's going to get old pretty fast, isn't it?
It's a hell of a crutch.
Except when Hunter does it. When Hunter does it, it's amazing.
Because Hunter does it one time.
Well, because everything Hunter does is amazing.
No, he gets that inflection on it is what it is.
And plus, he's just better than the rest
of
us.
He just has that voice. Jordan.
Was that your Hunter impersonation?
that's my best way to slow it down.
You kind of sound like William Shatner there. Jordan.
Well, that's cool, too.
Batman is.
Who's okay. William Shatner?
Well,
which would not surprise me.
I can't tell if he's joking or not. That's the problem.
Do you know who William Shatner
yes.
is?
Yes.
What show has he been in? Star Trek?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That was a question.
I was hoping he was going to say Star Wars.
So shut up.
That was a question. Star Trek?
I believe I do. Weren't you one of the little rascals? No one will get that joke. Anyway, so they announced last week that the Arkham Knight DLC, which is the newest game in the Batman series for this, and it's the last one in the series. So this one's big. And I got a lot of friends that are super hyped about it. Well, they announced the game is $60, right? The first 6 months of DLC will run you an extra $40.
What the fuck?
$40 for the first 6 months of content, quote unquote.
Why?
Because they know people will buy it.
Are they going to go up every 6 months? Are they going to go up for the next thing?
Well, usually with these games, they'll do half a year to a year of DLC, and then they'll release it as an all-in-one pack, and they'll stop working on the games.
For some reason, I don't quite understand what the point of the DLC is.
Well, this particular...
to give you extra costumes, characters.
Because I know what it is levels. With wrestling, but...
You get extra wrestlers.
But that's about it with that. Well, that's all I've ever done.
Like with the Arkham Knight DLC, they have extra characters. They have extra storyline missions, which is the real kick in the teeth. Especially, it would be really dirty if they had the game end, and then to finish the story, you had to buy the DLC.
Oh, that pissed a lot of people off.
Well, yeah. I'm sure it's going to get to that point.
Well, yeah, well, a lot of people are pissed off already. Rocksteady, the people that make this game, they've already come out in defense of it. They penned this whole thing explaining why, you know, justifying why it cost this much. But I don't buy their justification. I think this is a very bad path that we are heading down in the video game industry, where DLC is going to get more and more expensive. It's going to be required eventually to do stuff. And then could we
that's
be looking,
what I'm afraid of.
That's going to be required.
It's kind of like how, like, whenever I got switched from, you know, the 360 to, like, the PS4 or the Xbox One, where basically everything was you had to be online to basically even play anything.
Right.
Which sucked ass, because if you did, if you had bad Wi-Fi connection, it's almost you paid $500 for the system and you could barely play it.
Yeah, I mean, Xbox One, before they switched and changed their minds, they were going to make it where you had to have internet.
And all membership. The time. Yeah,
I remember that.
That's why I almost didn't buy it.
Well, I know a lot of people that still, you know, come into Gaming Grounds and say they won't buy an Xbox One because they still think that's true, even though it's not true and we have to explain it to them.
Yeah.
So with this, I really think that the DLC stuff is just a big, you know, it's part of the problem with the video game industry. Just nickel and diming people constantly now.
You're going to start alienating the players. And if they're not careful, you're going to turn around. It's going to be the 1980s all over again.
Did you look at my notes?
And that's going to hurt you.
Did you look at my notes?
I swear I did not look at your notes.
I have on there game crash. Because I agree. We're heading towards another E.T.
And it's going to hurt you guys too, I think.
Yeah. Well,
because we just bought three games on the Wii U. Donkey Kong. Super Mario 64, another one that was, you know, from...
Oh, the virtual?
Yeah, you bought those. Like, you know, I used to have to come here to buy them.
Congratulations, you bought a game for $60. To get past level 1, you have to pay an extra 20.
Well, Zach, I think you're a perfect example for who they're targeting with this. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But, like, with the MLB The Show game that you're playing, how much DLC have you bought to strengthen your player?
Almost $70.
Jesus Christ, I didn't know it was that bad.
It's addicting as fuck, man.
No. For a baseball game?
Well, no, I spent, okay, if I had to go back and look at it, probably around 30 to 40. And I'm still not even that good of a player.
I see Kaylee over there, and I think she's about to come
over. She was there when I purchased it.
She's got that head tilt, though.
But the point is,
her head rolls all the time.
Between that and this Arkham Knight DLC and, like, with the Mortal Kombat controversy where you could buy easy fatalities and you don't even have to learn the buttons to do stuff, like, I don't know, man. They're just hitting down. They're going to hit to a point where DLC is
the thing.
Is the thing. Well, now you can't release a game without having a season pass. I can't remember the first game that did the term season pass, but it made sense because it was for a season. But now when you have, like, Arkham Knight has a season pass. I didn't know Batman played in a fucking sport this season he went.
He doesn't play during the winter.
When does the game come out? Because maybe they're just playing for summer, or you're only in fall, and then you're in winter.
He has different outfits for each season.
Well, it's Batman. He knows how to accessorize.
You're getting those weather patterns.
I hate DLC. I've said that. Oh my God. Did anybody ever play Oblivion? Elder Scrolls?
Nope.
That was the first game I can remember ever having DLC. They had a horse armor you could buy. And I remember...
The fuck is
that? Well, it was pointless, but it was one of those things that was like, here, you have the full game for $60, right? But if you want to buy this extra, go ahead. You don't need it. You know, if you want it, you can have it. And at that point, we were working at GameStop at the time, and I said, this is the future. They're going to start charging people out the ass for everything, and that is going to fuck up the entire industry.
And that also annoys me now, too, because now I think about it. When WWE 2K15 came out, you know, I wanted the pre-order because I wanted Sting.
Yeah.
And I wanted Ultimate Warrior, whatever it was. And now it's like, I could have just bought the regular game.
Well, yeah, that's...
Used copy, and get all the same wrestlers plus more for about half the price I paid for a pre-order.
Did anybody else buy the season pass for WWE or just me?
What the fuck is a season pass?
Okay, let me tell you about the season pass for fucking WWE.
By the way, they don't have a fucking off-season.
No, well, no, actually, let me address this one at a time. No, they have no off-season. The term season pass is just a generalized statement about DLC now. It has no meaning. Like,
this is so frustrating.
And here's why it has no meaning. And Lindsay, yes, you're right. It was supposed to give you extra wrestlers. But the term season pass would imply that you get all the DLC within that time frame if you buy that pass, right?
Oh, how much does the pass cost, though?
It was $30. But no, here's the kicker. It was not true. Because if you bought the WWE season pass, you only got the showcase modes, the extra stories. All of the other packs they put out, in between those showcase modes, you had to buy separately. So you buy the season pass, and then you have to spend an extra $5 to $6 per pack during the same time frame to get the extra stuff. What's the fucking point of a season pass if it's not everything within that season?
That's exactly why I didn't buy it.
I wish I hadn't. I only did it to get Paige.
You did it. I knew you were going to say that, because I remember that was the big kicker. You wanted her for some
odd Paige.
Reason.
And I could go on there and buy Paige for, like, what, $5 now?
I don't know. I haven't checked that lately. No, I know.
It's something stupid.
I haven't played in 3 months, so I have no clue what you can even do in that game anymore.
Well, the stupid thing is I just rebought the PC version because they released it on Steam, and I'm a big PC player, and it comes with all the DLC. $40, and you get everything, right? I'm like, cool. I won't lose all the stuff
arenas,
I bought.
All the arenas,
all the stories, all the extra characters, everything. So I bought it. Yeah, you know, the showcase modes.
I don't know what that means.
Guess what? It does not come with Paige.
Of course it doesn't.
You son of a bitch.
You don't get Paige at all. They said she will not be released for PC. And why? She's done.
Because isn't Paige paper and computer's not?
Fuck.
God.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
I got you guys to think about it, though.
I'm not thinking about that. I swear I'm thinking about something else. Hey, you know what? While we're on the wrestling topic, before we go any further, Zach, you had a couple things you want to talk about with wrestling.
Just one, actually. I watched the SportsCenter E60 documentary on NXT, the Curtains.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard it's amazing.
It is. You told me this last time we talked on the show, that it talks about Xavier Woods, Corey Graves, and Adam Rose.
Yeah.
And you told me I would never look at those wrestlers the same, and I don't. Like, they are just, they're so much higher on my pedestal now.
Yeah.
Because of how great they are and, like, what they go through in a daily struggle. Like, so much more respect for Xavier Woods and Adam Rose especially.
I heard Adam Rose's story I heard Corey Graves is probably the hardest because of what happened to him eventually.
Yes.
But Adam Rose is probably the most emotional because of his son.
They also start and end with him. That's how they bring it full circle.
Really?
So, where can I watch this? Because I've been wanting to watch it.
It's not on the network, is it?
It's not on the network. It was a SportsCenter thing. I mean, unless I go to my parents' house, you can come with me. I got it recorded over there.
And you could probably YouTube it.
Because YouTube.
I know I can find it on Reddit.
The only problem I have with it is...
Oh, be careful on Reddit.
Reddit.
They'll tear you apart.
Yeah, Louie. Yeah, they will. Yeah. It was really good. The only part was you could tell that it was from a few years ago, especially when they had Adam Rose's character back then was Leo Kruger.
Leo Kruger, yeah.
And that was when they were...
Their fake-ass Kraven the Hunter.
Yeah. And that was their big thing when they were talking about him. And Xavier Woods wasn't... I don't know what he was doing yet. And then they also had Bill DeMott on, which took a lot away because knowing everything...
Knowing it happened now, yeah.
But at the end of the show, they actually did do like these things. They showed like Adam Rose, and they put like words and say, this is what happened to him. He's now on the big roster.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did they say what happened to Corey Graves? Like, during the filming of this,
actually,
this is before he got injured, right?
They started filming before he got injured, but they actually show him getting offered the contract to be a 2-year announcer.
So they go through the whole story.
Yeah, they go through basically the whole story. It was like a 1-year
that
thing, and they came back and they said, you know, even now they said that, you know, Xavier Woods is part of New Day. So they did update it a lot, and they did say that Bill DeMont resigned after alleged allegations to abusive behavior. But he looked like a really nice guy in the show.
Bill DeMont,
yeah. But it was really fantastic. The way that SportsCenter presented it, didn't make it look like a wrestling show. It looked like a good documentary, and it really was really well.
Is it just about those three guys, or is it more behind the scenes and has Hunter and all that?
I mean, it has Hunter in it. Basically, they pick three wrestlers and their life through the Performance Center. Basically, they go in there and they do have a meeting like where Triple H goes in. He talks to like all the referees, all the wrestlers. There was Paige that was in there.
I'm glad she's there. She's not in my PC game.
Yeah, a lot of these wrestlers are there, and he's like, you know, you guys probably won't be here in 3 months. Some of you still will. Well, you don't know. Some of you might be in the main roster by then.
And it basically just follows those three through their performance center.
Was it a positive story?
Yes.
Because it kind of sounds to me like Beyond the Mat, which you've still not seen.
But I know what it's about. They did put a very positive light on wrestling, because a lot of people like
over positive. Like, do you feel like the WWE had a hand in it and said there was a little, keep it light?
There were some points, but it looked like a regular. I've seen Sports Center documentaries before, yeah. You know, about baseball and stuff, and it looked like the same one. I just like that people are always like, oh, it's wrestling. Why am I watching this? But my parents don't care about wrestling. But I had it at their house, so I had to watch it there. And they were actually interested in it.
Well, there are certain things that they show that will get non-wrestling fans to watch and go, wow, that was cool. Like, wrestling isn't wrestling. We had a group here watching it that doesn't care about wrestling. Yeah, and they were all like, that was pretty cool.
I mean, people think, oh, you know, it's fake. It's all, but a lot of moves are real. But you also don't see what these people go through. Yeah,
those are real people.
Like, Xavier Woods is going to be finishing up next year. He will actually have a PhD.
Yeah.
He's actually getting his PhD while he's wrestling. So he's actually going to be Dr. Woods by next year. His last name is Austin.
Yeah, I forget. I always liked his name, Consequences Creed, in TNA. I thought that was a cool name. But anyway, I get what you're saying. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that wrestlers are real human beings.
Yes. They have the same struggles as we do, if not more.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you know, kind of equate them to actors because it's a role they play.
Or stuntmen.
But the difference between that is that, like you said, they don't have an off season. These guys go 365. They have very little time off. They have to be on all the time.
And like a big,
and that's got to be taxing on you.
Oh,
you
yeah. It was really hard to watch the Adam Rose thing because we were watching the little Kruger. And like, Michael Hayes really pissed me off on the show because there was a part where they were having like this big room discussion with like Michael Cole, Dusty Rhodes, Triple H, Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, all of them. And he's like, I wouldn't even go take a free ticket to go watch him. He's like, I just don't care about him. And it was hard because it was during the time where Adam Rose is saying, you know, this is very difficult for me because he's like, he has to change his gimmick. They had a meeting and he freaked out. He's like, you can't be Leo Kruger anymore. It's just not working for you. And he panicked. And like, that was really hard. And like, the day before the show, he's like, I hope this goes over. And the first day he debuted, just down the entrance, they start chanting, this is awesome. He had a great match. And obviously now he's in the main roster, but I don't know what's going on with him inside Hulu Plus. But
the big rumor is that he's going to go back to Leo Kruger.
I mean, from watching the Leo Kruger,
it was a cool gimmick. I thought
I'd never seen the gimmick, but watching him like talk every now and then into the camera about Leo Kruger, it sounded like a really cool gimmick. I think I wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind either. And of course, Xavier Woods is doing well for himself. He's in New Day now, and Corey Graves, you know, probably has the most unfortunate story because he was injured to the point that he can no longer wrestle. And man,
that sucks.
Yeah, imagine that.
I got to watch him wrestle one time. It's the only time I ever seen the guy was here in the wrestling show a couple years ago. I never heard of him.
At the Show Me Center?
At the Show Me Center. He came out and I was like, this guy looks pretty badass.
He's a badass dude.
And like, I watched him wrestle and I'm happy to say that I actually got to see him wrestle before his wrestling career ended.
Well, what sucks about Corey Graves is that he's one of those guys that I like Adam Rose and I like Xavier Woods, but of the three, Corey Graves just had that it factor. He comes out, he's got the tattoos, he's got that badass music, he's got Stay Down tattooed on his fingers. I mean, that's just, everything about him was cool. Mm-hmm. And then before he can even get to the main roster, out. Now he's announcing.
Because
it's all he can do.
Yeah, and I mean, at least he's happy and he gets to be in wrestling still. You know, even though it's not particularly what he wanted to do, he still gets to be part of the thing that he always wanted to do for a living.
Yeah.
And I think one day he's going to make the transition from NXT to the main roster of announcing.
Do you think he's going to be better than Byron Saxton?
We already know that.
Will he be better than Michael Cole? And you know what? Let's take this another. I know you don't have this written down. Neither do I. Let's talk about the Raw announce team real quick. With Taz gone from TNA, would you bring Taz to the announce team in WWE? Jordan,
yes.
Would you?
Yes.
You would? Absolutely. Yes. Who would you replace?
That's the problem, though.
Lawler.
Lawler's on SmackDown, though. He's not on Raw.
Booker.
Yeah, so just get rid of Booker. That's easy.
I love Booker That's T, easy. But he is the most. He just seems like he's half asleep.
Shucky,
a lot of
ducky,
time.
See, quack, that, quack. I won't miss that.
You damn skippy hippie. But I love Booker T. I love
Booker T too.
He cracks me up in the ring. But
Harlem Heat made our most of our lists.
I would not take away JBL or Rocco Cole off the thing. So I guess the only person you could replace him with is
Book.
And I can see that being a good thing with Taz jumping in because I can see Taz and JBL butting heads all the time. It'd be like watching. I know it's not the same. Don't badger me. It's gonna be like watching JBL or Jim Ross and the King.
When they used to fight.
I could see.
Well, you know what I loved about Jim Ross and Jerry the King Lawler back in those days is that it was like Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan. Even though they argued, you could tell they were the best of friends. Like, oh, yeah. It was a good show. Whereas now, there was a point, and we've talked about that, when Michael Cole was heel, and he would argue with the announcers.
It was good.
It was good as a performance, yes. Good when you're supposed to be announcing and getting people to listen? No, terrible.
What they should
do. I fucking muted the show because I got tired of hearing them argue. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's after like a while, Nate and Jesse here at the store. For the first 10 minutes, it's funny to listen to them argue, and then about 15 minutes later, I want to leave because I can't fucking stand it anymore.
What they should do is make Michael Cole go back to being a heel and put him in the coal mine and put Taz back on the three announcers.
Why would you ever bring the coal mine back?
Because that coal mine gimmick was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite thing about the coal mine is when Jerry the King Lawler got to pull that tie.
Oh, yeah, and pulled him short.
And he had the face. That's going to be a hard thing.
You want me to make that the picture for this one?
Like, he had to make that face, but it was so perfect.
It was. He did the role well. It's just you don't have someone that's your main commentator do that role. That was the mistake, I think it was.
Have Booker do it.
Booker, the only time Booker was ever a good heel was when he was King Booker.
King Booker.
I remember King Booker.
Those eyes.
Oh, the crazy eyes?
Remember when he came back in 2012 in the Royal Rumble and he got thrown out and he's on the floor and he's like...
Booker T does the best crazy drug eyes I've ever seen. Anywho, so E60, definitely check it out.
Definitely amazing. Check it out. It's Jordan, fucking, it's awesome.
Check it out.
E60 is a Sports E60. Center show.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
And I can tell that the WWE had their hand in this because the last time they did a documentary, Beyond the Mat, as far as I know, is the only documentary.
We're
posing for a selfie here. Hold on.
You haven't got Lindsay in it.
Okay.
That's fine. I don't need to be
in it. Yeah, I probably don't want to be in
it
either.
I think you like Xavier Woods more because I was watching the show, and in the show, he's like, this is my book bag full of goodies, and it was a turtle shell. And he's like, yeah, here's my Ninja Turtle toys. Here's, like, my Power Rangers. Like, that dude loves the 90s. And he's just so funny.
He's like us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Xavier, that's what I love about Xavier Woods is he's just like us. Like, he could be on this show and would fit right in because he loves pop culture.
We're
loves
doing
nerdism.
Nothing wrong. We're winning.
We're great.
We're winning.
Oh, him, yeah.
Good God, that was awesome.
But, the last time they did a documentary without putting their hand in it was Beyond the Mat, and it was a black eye on professional wrestling for the longest time.
But this definitely helped out a lot. I agree. It was so good. You guys need to check it out.
Well, it's good. That's a feel-good story.
It was.
Let's shift from a feel-good story to a terrible story, unless you have something else.
Well, I just got a couple things I want to mention. You probably don't. One, you heard about National Lampoon rebooting Family Vacation.
I heard about that a while back, and I'm not excited.
You're not excited? I saw the trailer.
How do you replace Chevy Chase, man?
With Ed Helms? Is that who it is? I think Ed Helms. I don't see Chevy Chase. He's not. So I thought, and I just saw it this weekend of the trailer, and I thought it was...
I haven't seen the trailer yet. I need to go watch it, but...
Yeah. I didn't get to see the trailer, but I saw it was on Dish Nation, and they actually showed some of the parts of the movie. They looked pretty funny, but it's definitely not going
to
be the same.
This seems to me like it's another year of reboots, because we've got that, we've got Poltergeist, probably other ones, but I can't think of them.
I bet if we didn't say it, you probably would have known all of them.
Dear Hollywood, we want original movies, not remakes.
I don't know, have you watched some of their original movies lately?
No.
That's because there aren't any. Anyway, go ahead.
You heard about Nintendo and Universal Studios made a deal.
I did hear about this, and I should be more excited about it, and I would be if not for the fact that I'll never fucking see it because I don't have the money to just go to Universal Studios and ride Mario's mustache.
What?
Nintendo's...
Free mustache rides on Wednesday.
Free mustache rides. What's it called? A mustache tickler?
Well,
but yeah, it sounds pretty
I must
exciting.
Ask you a question, but I'll shave it for later. Go ahead.
Dear God.
But yeah, it sounds super interesting. Like, I really want to go to Universal Studios. Like, I've been wanting to go there for a while, especially like...
Have you ever been?
No, but watching Kenan and Kel always makes me want to go.
I've never been anywhere. Lindsay has, I'm sure. Lindsay, you've been to
I've
Universal,
I've never been
right?
to Universal. I've been to Disney, but I haven't been to Universal.
It just looks cool.
I've been to Disney and Universal.
Oh, look at that. Jordan's finally in the one
I mean,
on top.
I want to go to the Harry Potter thing, and now that they got
I haven't been there since they did that.
Yeah, me either. So I've never even been. But.
Which Nintendo character would you want to ride the most?
Peach.
Knew that was coming.
I would have said Rosalina, personally. High five. Or Toad, because I'm into that.
Yoshi, Donkey doesn't, Punch him.
doesn't Toad just kind of look like a giant butt plug anyway? You know?
Anyway.
I got my last story. I don't know if you care about this.
I think
not,
this might be the last show. We're talking about butt plugs.
You know the wrestler, or not wrestler, but the basketball player Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, yeah.
He is rumored to be in the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
As who?
He's just in it. It's all I got. All, as far as the rumors got for me.
Oh.
So I don't really like the idea of him being in it because I don't like the guy, to be honest with you.
I'm not a huge Carmelo Anthony fan.
He's kind of an asshole.
He's kind of that. Well, most athletes are. I'm going to have to apologize to athletes on the next show.
Yep.
But I am excited about the new Ninja Turtles movie.
I still got to see this one. I have not yet seen it.
I'll let you borrow it. I have it on Blu-ray.
Cool.
It's not great. It's good. Not great. But it's
entertaining,
not great.
Yeah. But don't get your
But the next
but,
one.
But you have to see it because it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And the next one, they're already stockpiling up on the cool. Yeah, Casey
Jones. That's the one thing I look forward to.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
Krang is supposedly going to be in it. Shredder's in it proper this time, not some
now,
proper.
Is it going to be the Krang that we know, or is it going to be the Krang?
Well, if they're pretty – I mean, this movie so far sounds like the animated show that we watched in the 90s just on the big screen. So I'm assuming it's going to be Krang, not the Krang. And, you know, for the giant body that Krang rides in, they could just get Big Show for it. He kind of looks like him anyway.
Which, by the way, he's in a movie now.
Oh, Vendetta, isn't it?
I don't know, but it has Dane.
Dean Cain.
Dean Cain.
You're going to say Dane Cook, and I was
No, I was going to say Dane Cain.
Danky Kang?
That's what I was going to say.
Holy shit. Danky Kang in his first starring role. Got to go Ook. Rated R for toad butt plugs.
By the way, we bought, Donkey Kong 64 the other day? She fucking hates it. She said it's the worst game she's ever played in her whole life.
I've actually never played Donkey Kong 64.
Why the fuck do I talk to you about it?
Did you talk to me about it?
Yeah.
I probably lied just to sell it to you.
God damn it, you fucking did. You fucking did.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, Ethan had it playing on his Wii U.
That's what we were playing off of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So did you see him playing it? Maybe thought, well, that looks pretty good.
No, she started to look at the DLCs one day and just saw that there were three games on there and she bought them.
What was the other two?
Mario 64 and Paper Mario.
Oh, well, two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah.
all right, so that wraps up the Zach Variety Hour. Moving on to movies with Jordan.
Great. Jordan, a movie is.
Jordan probably has no clue what's out right now.
Jordan, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Doesn't matter what I say. It's going to be Mr. Deeds, isn't it?
Sorry, Adam Sandler.
Why? Is that the only movie he's ever watched?
No, because when we worked at Shoe Carnival together, somehow, I don't remember how it got brought up. He's like, hey, Jordan, what's your favorite movie? And I guess...
I think you just said Mr. Deeds or something.
Some stupid shit like that.
I never let it go.
My favorite movie from forevermore is Mr. Deeds.
To be fair, is it your favorite movie?
No.
What is your favorite movie?
I don't have one.
Do you watch movies?
Not a lot.
You ever seen the movie Seven or Fight Club?
I finally saw Sandlot.
It took you fucking 20 years.
The Goon. You like The Goon?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about The Goonies?
Yeah.
What about Goonies 2?
He has no idea what the... What about Sandlot 3?
Oh, yeah, great movie.
What about Back to the Future 8?
What?
Which ones did we not make up in that list? Because some
Sandlot 3 is actually real.
Hey, speaking of movies, this is the segue. Speaking of movies...
Good job.
Do you know Joss Whedon? I know we talked about it before the show. Jordan, let me give you a reminder. And Zach, let me give you a reminder.
I got to see his face real quick.
You're not going to know his face.
Spell his goddamn name.
Joss.
Okay.
JOSSWHEDON.
That's how I spelled.
Joss Whedon. What? That sounds like a rapper. Joss Whedon. You don't need to see his face. He's not an actor. How would you know?
Then how you said movies?
Because he's a writer and director.
Oh, that changes everything then. What has he directed?
I don't know anymore. He did Cabin in the Woods. You liked Cabin in the Woods, didn't you? Did you see that one? The one where they're in the cabin and
I like
in
the woods.
Well, I can't say anything about it because if you've not seen it.
Who's in it?
Liam Hemsworth, or maybe it's Chris Hemsworth. I can't remember. Bradley, God damn, I don't know these people's names. That's
Chris Hemsworth, Kristen Conley,
it's a good movie.
Anna
just
Hutchinson.
Watch it.
Yeah, but don't look up any spoilers about it because it will ruin the movie for you.
Indeed.
So watch
it. Spoilers ruin movies? What?
Is it that good?
No, there's just the twist in it. If you know the twist,
is it as good as the twist on the movie Orphan?
Yes, I think so. Because the end,
just watch it.
But point is, so Joss Whedon is a big time director. He also did the Avengers. He's done, and in fact, this is where this controversy comes from. I know him from, and I think Kaylee does too, because she threw it out earlier. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, apologize to gay people before we go any further.
I'm sorry, gay people.
Okay. But point is, he's a big time guy. Well, did you see Avengers yet?
The new one?
Yeah.
No. I still have to watch the second Captain America first.
I haven't watched the Avengers either, but something happens in the movie. a line by a specific character, and I don't want to throw it out there just for the people that haven't seen it, aka everyone in this room except for Krista. But the what was said apparently destroyed a character so much, or devalued them, or something. But I can't go into specifics yet. It's not early. It's not late enough past the movie's release.
When does that occur? Come on, never mind.
But Joss Whedon has been getting death threats over this. Like, wow. People are so upset over this that he has actually quit Twitter and will not get back on it. Because I'm not talking about you suck. I'm talking about I'm going to find out where you live and I'm going to come murder you. Like, people have literally been threatening his life, like, in a serious fashion. And I blame Reddit first off, because Reddit.
I don't think there's anything. I mean, I don't think it's Reddit's fault, because this is, you know, people get death threats like this all the time, especially like
on the internet.
Before the internet even happened, 1985, there was a World Series or a baseball game where the Cardinals got out by 2 feet. They said, "You're out." This guy, Don Dickinger, I think is his name.
I don't know his name.
He's getting death threats to this day about this. And this is back in 1985.
Yeah, but in 85, you probably didn't have millions of people with access to you 24/7.
And you could hack you and whatnot. Right. Yeah.
I think this is a huge problem. It's getting worse. You know, they talked about Anita Sarkeesian. You probably don't know that name. You don't really need to, because it opens up a whole other can of worms. But all of these people that have been getting threatened online, because the internet is a blanket of cowardice. Internet anonymity creates entitled cowards who think that they can bully everybody because they don't agree with what they said. And since you can hide behind a window and you don't have to say your real name or where you're from or anything like that, you could just be the bravest motherfucker in the world. You can talk shit
really
like
that,
no
are
other.
Are you really that brave if you hide behind a keyboard?
Well, they think they are. The internet warriors? Yeah. It pisses me off. And it's the whole reason I used to argue with people online all the time. I love to argue. And now...
it's pretty fun.
We know.
But it's no fun online.
Because it's fun in person, isn't it?
It's fun in person because I'm big and intimidating. If I don't like what you say, I'll fucking break your neck. But online, I can't do that. Online, a 9-year-old beats me in Call of Duty and calls me a faggot, and I can't do anything. Because he just went 42-3. It pisses me off.
You call him a string bean instead?
Is this why
I don't talk to them. I mute everybody when I play online games. But yeah. I'm pretty sure the internet was created to exchange ideas and to give people access to things they wouldn't normally have access to. Not to call each other's names and threaten each other and post naked pictures of your girlfriend because she broke up with you and shit like that. My God.
Oh, I remember that show.
Yeah. Bring
I was
it back.
Here for that.
The internet is a cesspool of assholes and cowards. And none of our listeners, of course. Well, maybe pin a nerd. But not us.
Will I be put in this realm today since, you know, I'm calling out certain people?
No, because everybody knows your name.
And they know where I hang out all the
time. Yeah, I introduce you as Zach Price, not Z-Boy 69, you know, 420X.
Z-Boy? Lovely Z-Boy.
I think when Blizzard, a year or two ago, whenever you play Blizzard games, now Jordan, Blizzard is a company that makes games like World of Warcraft, Diablo, stuff like that. Yeah, okay.
I have no clue. You know more than I do about that one.
Well, they have an online thing, and you pick a username, right? Or actually, they may have assigned you a username, I forget. But they were going to switch it to where you had to use your real name to use their online function instead. And people fucking went nuts and said, no way, I won't do that. I don't want my name on online. Because they know that now when you're in a game calling someone a faggot and your name is on there, you have to take responsibility for what you said. Words themselves have no power until you give them power. And once I have your name and I know what you said, I can find you and beat the shit out of you, or at least get you in trouble for it.
I like that he's aggressively pointing his finger at you and yelling at the same time.
I am so sorry.
He knows he's going to...
Well, I get heated. I get heated over people that get online and think they're brave.
I agree.
How many people... I wish I could remember the poor girl's name, because there was a girl a couple years ago who got bullied and posted that sad message online with the pictures and then killed herself. Yeah.
Are you talking about the index cards or the – okay.
Yeah.
Where she spelled out a message.
And where she's saying, I need help, I'm lonely, stuff like that. Okay. And how many – and it's because people hide behind their keyboards and they bully and they treat you like garbage, and there's no defense against it. You can block people, but internet will find a way, because everything we do is connected to the fucking internet.
Yep.
And it sucks.
It does.
Bullying's not fun. Even in
bullying isn't fun in any way.
I was bullied and growing up, and, you know, it sucks, and I can only imagine now with all the social media we have, it's even worse.
It's easy.
It's easier
to get a hold of people and to make them feel like shit.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks, and it's no fun to go through.
It's not. And Joss Whedon, big, you know, just like with wrestlers, we forget the real people. Joss Whedon is a real person too. And if someone's threatening your family enough, you're going to pull out. You're going to say, no, I don't want any part of this. And I don't blame him.
Me either.
If it ever got to a point where people were threatening me online, I wouldn't stand for it. I wouldn't do this show. I don't need this show. I don't need to put myself out there and stress myself out for 20 people to listen to me say faggot.
You need to apologize to gay people.
Sorry, Billy.
Moving on. Next topic.
Oh, my.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Jordan, you got anything before we move on to the... to the big things.
Well, I mean, fuck shit. I do have that
it's
one.
It's hot in here, man.
Motherfucker, you are sweating bullets right now.
I am warm.
Yeah.
There was the one thing, just one more thing wrestling related. I know I told you this earlier. Roman Reigns was calling out CM Punk.
Oh, yeah. Did you read about that? Did you hear about that?
Roman Reigns called CM Punk out because, if you remember from the Colt Cabana podcast, CM Punk said that the Shield was his idea.
He took credit for it. Or at least he said he had
major hand. Or something to that effect. And Roman Reigns said, yeah, not so fast.
Well,
from what I heard was there were a bunch of people that contributed to it, but Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns made the Shield. And I do agree with that.
But I can see it go both ways, too, because the Shield's in NXT, which is in Florida, and CM Punk's traveling, you know, every single day with, you know, the higher ups.
Yeah.
And if they want a gimmick and he's like, well, this is the gimmick idea. And he's like, well, I want this to happen. He could have had, an idea for the Shield and said, you know, I want these certain wrestlers. And they could have been down there working at the same time with it, working on the same thing, but they had two different people.
And from what I understand, when CM Punk pitched this, he didn't want Roman Reigns. He wanted Chris Hero or Cassius Ohno is what he was. Yeah. And you think maybe Roman Reigns is just a little bitter?
That might be. I mean, but you can definitely see, like, if, you know, CM Punk has this idea and he talks to somebody up here, and, you know, then they go to this person, but then they talk to Roman Reigns about it and they figure it out, then they have no idea that CM Punk had something to do with it.
But there's a difference between, you know what I'm trying to say? There's a difference between saying, I created the Shield, had this idea
It's got to go out to all parties involved, the creation of it. There was an angle, and you're going to give me shit for this, but I didn't make fun of you earlier, so don't make fun of me this time.
Who says I'm going to make fun of you? Why do you think I'm making fun of you?
Because it's about Hulk Hogan.
I'm not going to make fun of you of Hulk Hogan ever again. I'm not going to call you a motherfucker on this show, nor am I going to make anything bad about Hulk Hogan ever again on this show. That's a promise.
Well, I just want to say, there was an angle years ago. Remember when Hogan fought McMahon at WrestleMania?
Yep.
And the angle was, McMahon said he created Hulkamania. Hulk Hogan said, no,
Hulkamania.
The fans created Hulkamania. And it's kind of the same thing. Like, who created the Shield? The person that thought of the idea or the guys that made it happen?
It's kind of like, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, man. Have you ever actually thought about that?
It's so fucking hard.
It's so... And to me, that's the universe right there. That's the universe. Chicken and an egg.
Jordan's so fucking
Jordan,
awesome.
The universe.
A chicken?
Well, now that we got the lighter side of the universe out of the way, let's get to the real bad stuff. Joss Whedon was just the beginning.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Let's get to the taters. Hey, Tater, you out there listening?
Tater Salad's listening. You watch Ron White, right?
No.
Oh, not talking.
I watched Jeff Foxworthy. That was the redneck as I could go. I don't get no rednecker. But speaking of racist white people, actually, that's a good segue. Why not? In Lilburn, Georgia, you guys may have heard about this. It was all over Facebook. At least it was in my newsfeed. At the TNT Academy graduation, founder Nancy Gorduck. Old white woman.
Hear Gordick.
Gordick. That's a surprise. You got dick on the brain. Sorry, Billy. So she.
She looks like she would say something like that.
Can I see her? I've never actually seen a picture of her. That's just an old white woman right there. Yeah.
She does look so much.
And it's in Georgia, so. But
maybe she's related to Paula Deen.
They're all related, aren't they, in Georgia? Because the inbreeding.
Oh my God, look at that face.
Don't make fun of her. Isn't that bullying?
Fuck.
Oh, you just got caught bullying.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry, I apologize.
So they're doing their thing. She dismisses everybody. She says, everybody go home. She forgot about the valedictorian speech.
How do you forget about that? Because don't they usually talk before they give out the diplomas?
It was a big error. It was a big error.
I'm sure that valedictorian's like, what?
I mean, it's been a long time.
Where the fuck's
time
my goddamn turn?
I mean, yeah, they kind of look, they're standing up stage, on stage like,
okay,
hello.
Usually the salutatorian, if I just went to a college graduation, usually the salutatorian talks and then the valedictorian. They just fucking only.
I don't know.
Regardless,
She took responsibility for screwing up. She said, it's my fault that we missed it in the program. She also said, I quote, you people are being so rude to not listen to the speech. And then she said, look who's leaving, all the black people.
But did she mean to say it into the microphone, or she think she was falling
up away? No, she went to the microphone to say it. She's trying to get everybody to come back in. Now, Kaylee asked me when I said that, she said, well, was it all black people leaving? No. Actually, when that was said, I mean, everybody was leaving. They thought it was over. Once she said that, everyone left the room. Even the white people, the black people, they all left from this racist woman. But I have a problem with just flat out saying this woman is racist just for saying black people. Now, I know the context she's using it in does sound racist. I agree with that. But
what was the point in saying it, though? Is what I don't understand. I can see it being racist because she said it.
It was a racist slip. But was it a racist? Are the words racist? Or is it just
the words
the
are not racist? It's the context and why she said it. Like, everybody's leaving, but why is she at the scene like just the black people?
Okay, so if let's put you in that situation. Let's say 85% of the people that are walking out are black and 50% are white. Would you just say, hey, everybody come back? Or would you no. You know, there's no way around it. It was racist.
Yes.
It was a racist thing to say.
I was trying to figure out where you're trying to go with this.
Well, I saw a lot of people saying the term black people was offensive. And I find that offensive because
I don't find that
the term black people is not offensive. It's not accurate because most black people aren't fucking black, but I'm not white either. No. So, Lindsay is. She's nearly translucent.
You ain't as white as that.
You know, I don't like the sun. I'm sorry.
But, I have black friends, but, it is what it is. You're black or you're white. Basically, it's the easiest, simplest way you can put it, though, right?
It's just the easiest way to profile people, yes.
I mean, you're not peach.
I technically
you're not cracker.
Am.
Well, you are white.
I am cracker, I guess.
No, you know what I mean.
Mostly the problem I have with this story is not so much that what she said wasn't racist, because clearly there's some kind of racism there. But a lot of people were talking about how she has a history of alleged racism against these students and stuff like that. And everyone's throwing this out there with no evidence to back it up. And if you've seen the evidence, email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com because I didn't see it. And I think it's unfair to just say, yeah, I heard she was racist before without giving any evidence. Because in this country we live in now, if you say someone's racist, even without having evidence, those guys are done. You know, racism is a hot topic right now. And when you call somebody out like that, it's like the fucking witch hunts in Salem, you know?
Was this a high school graduation?
It's the TNT Academy.
Is a TNT?
It may be, I don't know, it may
be
Acme
dynamite?
Related.
Did
yeah.
They make dynamite?
I don't know. They were definitely kids. I would say probably a high school. It's an academy. Maybe it's Police Academy. Remember that movie?
What did TNT stand
Jordan?
For? What? Roadrunner.
Well, I just hate the comments that came out of this. One person, my favorite comment, again, went back to the whole white
people
don't
understand. Is it your favorite because it was bad or favorite because you liked it?
It's my favorite because, again, like with the white privilege show, I felt offended because this person's spouting off, white people don't understand this, they can't understand why we're upset, they choose not to understand because they're continuing their white dominance. I didn't know I was dominating anybody. Do you feel like you're dominating anybody lately, Zach?
Why the fuck did you just go 0-60 yelling at me and turn bright red?
Oh my god, it makes me so angry.
It works him up.
This white privilege bullshit that keeps getting spouted out about how black people got it so bad and we don't understand because we never had it bad. Motherfucker, I've had it worse than a lot of people out there. I hate hearing that shit.
I think there's a big miscommunication in all of that right now because there is a lot of that going on.
There is.
It's just, that wasn't a smart comment to say, obviously.
No,
it was. And she's getting a lot of backlash for it.
She'll lose her shit for this, definitely. But you know what it is? I think the media and society today have created this fake sense of racial progress where everyone is jumping on this bandwagon of Black Lives Matter. Black people are getting all this attention in the news. And they're thinking, we're finally making some steps towards equality. You're not making steps towards equality. This is fake. This is not real. the media does not want to help black people get ahead in life. They're only putting this shit on the air because they know it's going to pop a rating. In 5-6 months, assuming cops don't murder another bunch of black people, you will not hear about equality or Black Lives Matter because this will go the same way that Killer Bees did.
But
the media will find something new to exploit and no one will give a shit anymore. And all of this great progress that we're making will just be washed the fuck away back into the oceans of Georgia with all of the
But
inbreds.
How many times in the past...
I think you just hit a note.
I hit a note. Go ahead, Jordan.
How many times in the past, I don't know how many months, have you seen on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, that there's this police brutality everywhere now?
Almost exactly 1 year.
Yeah, but...
Everywhere.
Ferguson was
but the problem with
ago.
That is that there
Has
was
really
police brutality to begin with.
That happened in May.
Do what?
There was police brutality to begin with. And no, Ferguson happened in August. Because it was right around my birthday. Because
right.
We were in St. Louis.
But it's been almost a year.
It has been almost a year.
It's close to a year. Yeah. I was still working at Hibbs, though.
But no, Jordan, what I'm saying is that all that brutality existed before cameras got it. But now...
Everybody's got a fucking camera.
Everybody's got a camera. And Fox News, they know. MSNBC knows. CNN knows. You put this front and center, it's going to boil up the blood like it's doing to me right now. And people are going to get upset and they're going to watch more. They're going to keep their eyes glued to the set until they find something new to exploit. Do you remember when Flight 170 crashed and disappeared? Oh, no. That was the one that exploded. That
Malaysia?
Was the one that Ukrainian shot down.
Are you talking about the Malaysia one?
Well, they were both Malaysia.
Or... Well, okay. There was the one that disappeared, and then there was the one that was shot down. In Ukraine,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Do you hear about those anymore?
No.
No, you don't. Do you hear about any time the media comes up with a new story, as soon as the bloom is off the rose and they find something better, they ignore it? Black people.
It's all about timing.
Listen to me, black people. I am dead serious about this. You think that everyone cares about your plight. They don't. I care. I have been a supporter of black rights as long as I can remember. Same with gay rights. I did not jump on the bandwagon within the last year because it looks good. You know? You're not making progress. All you're doing is fooling yourself into thinking things will change. Things will not change until the country changes. And this is fake. This is fake. That's all I gotta say. Everyone's in stunned silence now.
You're so angry.
I am angry.
I know.
You have a right to be angry. I don't know what to say.
We all have a right to be angry. But calling white people, you know, privileged and saying you guys don't understand. No, we understand. It's just most white people don't care. And that's a problem. And it's not going to be fixed just because, you know, Al Sharpton comes to your town for 15 minutes so the cameras can catch him on there.
This whole finger pointing thing. Okay. That's what I feel like this is. There's a finger pointing between people pointing at one person and somebody else pointing at the other. Okay, you're not fixing anything,
no,
right?
No, you're not helping anything.
You're just...
You're exploiting.
Right. And
Fox
as long
News,
as...
Yeah, all the media should be ashamed because they're not helping. They're exploiting. It's like filming a dying child but not helping them. You know? You're going to pop a rating, but you could have saved somebody maybe. I don't know.
It's sad.
It's upsetting. Also upsetting... Last thing I want to talk about, unless you guys have something better or happier at the end, maybe we can end on a positive note for once. Because I know a lot of people that don't like the sad shows because they don't expect this show to be serious. They want Waka Waka and dick jokes and Louie jokes. Hey!
Never mind.
Hey, guess what else happened?
I almost went there.
What else happened?
Two police officers in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, shot and killed at a routine traffic stop, chasing down a Hyundai, I think it was. Benjamin Dean, who was 34, and I'm probably going to mispronounce the name, LaCoury Tate, who was 25, one white officer, one black officer. The three suspects arrested and charged, Marvin Banks, Joni Calloway, and Curtis Banks, from what I understand, are all black.
Well, this just goes back to the last topic.
It does go back
that,
to the last,
it?
because you know what the internet's done? And not all of the internet. Let me be clear. You don't want to generalize everybody, but a lot of people that I have seen commenting on these stories have said, well, the cops brought it on themselves.
The fuck? They're doing a goddamn routine traffic stop.
And one of the officers is black. You know? They have a picture of one of the suspects being led away. And the dude's like almost in tears, you know, because he got caught. And one of the comments said he's in tears because he knows they're about to kill him just like they killed 20 black people last week. Like,
what?
Motherfucker, are you serious? And you know what he is?
I'm about to get fired up, man.
He's an internet warrior hiding behind a fucking username.
Mm.
who would never have the balls to say this in public.
I'm about to get so pissed off.
Get pissed off!
Not yet. Not yet.
It's ridiculous. Immediately, you jump. We're attacking police, and we're thankful that police officers are getting killed in the line of duty because of what some of them did. It is just a silent room now. I'm sorry.
I wasn't prepared for all the anger today. I'm sorry.
Well, society, it makes me angry. The way people treat each other makes me angry. That people would murder two police officers in the line of duty make me angry. And then that the internet would defend these people based on the actions of bad cops. You know, that makes me angry. There's no common sense. As long as everybody can hide behind a glass with a fake username and a fake picture of some weed or something, you know, for fuck's sake, these people need to be taken out and beaten and killed. Kill all the fucking cowards. I don't know. Fuck. Look, I just threw my paper. My paper is thrown. That's how angry
totally
I am.
You totally almost hit that TV.
You've been really cool.
That's my TV anyway.
If I would have left on that counter room, kind of cool.
But what do you guys think of that? Is it ridiculous?
Yes.
Don't leave me hanging.
No, I definitely agree with you. It's definitely ridiculous.
Yeah.
No. You got me in a quiet state.
I got you all in a quiet state. I guess I did my job today. Hey, and happy Mother's Day out there to all the mothers. I personally don't have one anymore.
Don't be like that.
Hey, no, you know what? Let's talk about Mother's Day. My mom passed away a couple years ago. No, I want to end on a good note.
Don't make me cry.
No, I want to end on a good note. My mother passed away, Linda Young. She passed away a couple years ago, probably about 8 years ago now, I think. And every Mother's Day, I think about her, obviously. I miss her so much. She was the best part of my life. I still have the Linda's Kitchen plaque hanging in my kitchen, and every time I go in there, I look at it and I think of her. So, you know, if you're out there enjoying Mother's Day with your mother, enjoy it. You know, be thankful that she's still there. Tell you love her, because I say it to the air. I hope somewhere she can hear it. So, if you guys want to talk, Zach, you got tears in your eyes, man. I got a little tear in my eye, too. Lindsay looks like she's about to cry. All right, well.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody, yeah. I hope you guys are having a great night. Have a great Mother's Day.
Have a great week.
Have a great week. We'll be back later this week with some more fun stuff, I promise. Thank you guys for joining me and listening to me rant. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Night, guys.